That's better. Good morning, everyone. Yes, I'm wearing glasses. I don't think it's fair that Leon's twice my age and got to take his off, and I had to put mine on, but that's the way it has to be, I guess. It's good to see the sun out today, and especially without all the wind. It seems like the weather we have is quite different than what we've been used to in years past. Last year we were experiencing 85 degree days this part of the month. As we go through life, we are faced with many different types of circumstances and situations or choices that can place us in opposition to the culture that we live in. How we resolve these circumstances can and will identify what kind of person we are and what kind of character we have. Today's standard for coming to a resolution in any given matter is the art of compromise. We are bombarded with the idea that compromise is good and that anybody that doesn't choose to compromise or is unwilling to compromise is self-righteous or maybe intolerant. They could be divisive or backwards. In some circumstances, compromise can be productive, such as in conflict resolution. As humans, there will be many times where there will be differences of opinions, and compromises can help solve disputes and differences. However, when it comes to honoring and obeying God, we must not allow ourselves to compromise with His law and what He expects from us. Compromising God's law is dangerous and it is destructive. We must avoid any path that leads to that. This dangerous form of compromise is what I would like to talk to us about today. It's the compromise that mixes God's way with the world's way. Compromise means that we are finding a way to accomplish what we want by giving in to what we really know we shouldn't. As long as we keep God's way in the picture, then we tend to think it's okay, thus deceiving ourselves. This is where we have to be careful to stay on the God's straight and narrow path. Let's turn to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. And we'll read verses 23 through 27. Proverbs 4, 23 through 27. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet, and take only ways that are firm. Do not sway from the right or to the left. Keep your feet from evil. In other words, do not compromise. We are being advised here to avoid evil and sinful actions, to reject the wrong way and follow the right way every step of the way. Anything contrary to God's truth is a lie. If we deviate from the truth, then we could be led off the path that God has placed us on, and the world's way can creep in. Compromising God's law can lead to tolerating sin, and that's something we don't want to have. There's no room for compromise between God and sin. We have to be cautious to the influences of the world. We cannot allow ourselves to think it'll be all right when we choose to compromise, especially to achieve what we want. Let's consider a few reasons why people compromise. To fit in. To be liked. To avoid criticism. To be perceived as tolerant. To get what we want. This may be the biggest reason, the number one reason people compromise. We live in a world that's about self, and it can be difficult not to pray, fall prey to this mentality. We may even excuse ourselves by thinking that God understands our circumstances, and that's why we may think it is all right to compromise His law. You know what? God does understand our circumstances, and that's why He tells us exactly what to do. We have the whole life manual. God's law applies the same to us no matter what our circumstances are. It says in Hebrews, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, what He expects from us, it hasn't changed. There are many temptations in this world, and we can't make the mistake of thinking we attend church weekly, we keep the holy days, we're doing good, but then make excuses for compromising and doing things that we know we really shouldn't be. Our enemy, Satan, he's the one in the business of excuse making. We need to be aware that when we begin to compromise God's truth, we will begin to spiritually erode. We can't fool ourselves. We can't think that this pertains to just the written law. It goes well beyond that. We must avoid what appears like evil as well. God's instruction is clear. He has taught it to us. His way is quite simple. It doesn't involve compromise. There's an individual and an instructional warning for us we can find in James. And you don't have to turn, I'll just read it to you. But James 4 says, to him that knows to do good and does not, to him it's sin. Let me read this a little differently. Let's consider this verse just a little bit differently. To him who knows to do good but compromises, to him it is sin. Compromise can be subtle. This is one reason we easily fall prey to it. We have to be careful not to think that little things don't really matter. You know, little things really do matter. Little things can introduce significant actions. There's a theory that was proven, and it's been scientifically approved now to be true, that a butterfly, as small as it is, when it flaps its wings, we can't feel anything. We don't feel the wind that it ripples by any means. It's little. It's minute. It's nothing. But when that butterfly flaps its wings, it moves enough molecules to move more molecules, and it moves more molecules. And by the time it reaches the other end of the planet, it's a hurricane. So little things really do matter. Little things really are significant. Little choices we make directs us to the path we are most likely going to take. It's easy to fall into the trap of compromising with little things. We tend to be stronger with the bigger, more obvious, tempting situations. It's not the big sins, but the subtle sins that creep in on us. Let's consider a couple things we can do to avoid the danger of compromise. First of all, heed the words of God. Turn with me to Hebrews 2, and we'll read verse 1. Hebrews 2, and we'll read verse 1. Hebrews 2, 1 reads, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. In other words, take special note of, pay careful attention to what God teaches us. Don't just study His Word. Know God's Word. Trust God's Word. This is what's going to help us make the right decisions at the right time. So point one is, heed the words of God. The second thing we can do, and we all strive to do this, I know that, but live obediently to God's law. Live obediently to God's law. Let's turn to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. We'll read verses 13 through 16. We'll hear about how we are to live before God our Father. Verse 13, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that has been brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he has called you holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. In other words, we need to roll up our sleeves and get right to work on the business of being holy, being obedient. Don't compromise. Don't conform to the ways of this world. Remember earlier I mentioned that the number one reason people compromise is to get what we want. Therefore, by being committed to God's word and striving to be obedient, this is what will help us not to give in to the sin of compromise. If we truly love God, then we won't want anything to separate us from him. We need to be loyal to God and not loyal to this world. There are many examples in the Bible of those who were faithful to God and didn't compromise. I often wonder what would have happened in the lion's den when Daniel was thrown in if he chose to compromise. Or how about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? That would have been hard not to compromise there, wouldn't it? What if they thought, God knows my heart, I'm not really bowing to them, or any other excuses they may have had to get themselves far away from that fiery furnace? But they didn't compromise. And we can't compromise when we have to make hard choices either. Want to be a hero? Be like Daniel and his friends. Be strong. Be steady. And right in God's eyes. Not in the world's eyes, not in our family's eyes, not in our friends' eyes, not in our co-workers' eyes, but right in God's eyes. When faced with difficult situations or decisions, or when tempted to compromise, think about these Bible heroes and what they faced. God delivered them, and he will deliver us as well. Brethren, we can't be deceived. If we are compromising, we are in danger. Compromises can cause us to lose the battle, and we can see our lives fall apart. Or we could take a stand and not give in to compromise, therefore pleasing our God. What will you choose? It's hard to believe that we're just a few hours away from the start of the holiday season. Passover, and the days of unleavened bread. Are we ready? The keeping of these days help us focus on replacing sin with righteousness. And we know that the only way to really eliminate sin is to place Christ at the center of our lives. Preparing ourselves for the Passover and the days of unleavened bread takes commitment and it takes honesty. We look within ourselves to see what we need to overcome so we can remove these shortcomings from being part of our daily lives. Not only during these holy days, but throughout the rest of our life, every day of the year. As Christians, we must recognize that it is absolutely necessary to overcome the sin that drags us down and replace them with godly virtues. Let's work hard this year on putting sin out of our lives and be more aware of compromise, the dangerous, subtle sin. Have a great Sabbath.